This podcast is provided by National MI for informational purposes only and should not be construed as professional advice. Reference to any third-party products or services, as well as the views, thoughts, and opinions of guests, does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by National MI. Views and opinions expressed by National MI employees are those of the individual employee and do not necessarily reflect the view of National MI.
All right, welcome back to our next episode of our newly named Welcome to the Mortgage Mix podcast. My name is Ralph Remy, and today I am here joined by a special guest from National MI. This is Susan Schaefer. Welcome, Susan.
Hi, Ralph. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. So today, really, we're going to talk a little bit about the impact video is making on our industry, business in general, and sometimes even overcoming fears, as some people may not be doing videos as part of their business because of the fact that A, they're not sure where to start, B, they may be afraid, whatever it is. So I'd like to talk through that with you because I know you've done such a great job really cultivating videos and making that part of your everyday journey. So first, if you can kind of talk through a little bit about how you started doing videos and maybe overcoming that initial fear, and what allowed you to kind of take that step forward?
Well, I think that what initially got me into thinking about video, and I say thinking because I was thinking about it before I was actually doing it.
Right.
And I thought about it for a long time. So what I did was I attended a seminar that a local loan officer in Pittsburgh, along with a realtor in Pittsburgh, was having at a property, a really cool renovated property. And they had BombBomb as a feature of what they're doing to promote their business. Both of them talked about how they use it individually. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is really cool and interesting. And I started thinking, how can we incorporate that into MI? So it really started, before it started with social posts, it started just about BombBomb, which is an either a one-to-one or a one-to-many way to get out video. And I proposed the idea to some people here at National MI. I actually went ahead and downloaded the app and paid for my own subscription to begin with because I wanted to play with it. And then I proposed it here and we looked into it. And as a company now, we are using BombBomb. But I must admit, even though we got that initially, I dabbled in it, but I thought, I don't have an audience that wants to hear from me using video. Mm-hmm. What am I going to say on a video? Who wants to talk about MI on a video? And so it did take a while for me to be a regular user, poster, if you will, on social. And I would say that nobody really likes to hear or see themselves on video. So you have to do get over that, but then just dive in and start doing it. And the more you do it, just like anything, the better you get at it.
Yep.
And now I'm at a point where I like to post with some regularity on social. And I work closely with you and your team, as you know, to do some direct outreach using video with some of our customers.
Yeah, so you have a lot that we can uncover based on everything you just said there. So what actually prompted you to take that leap forward after all the thinking and all the kind of considering, am I going to do this? What finally made you kind of put that plan to action and say, okay, I've got to go ahead forward and do this?
Well, at that event that I attended with the loan officer and the real estate agent, that loan officer challenged me to post a video within a month.
Okay.
And the month was approaching and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have the video yet. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I just did it because I told him I was going to. I wanted to make good on my word. And that was initially how I got into it. And then, of course, I reported back to him that I did it. And I said, I'm going to post this on my LinkedIn and you better like and comment and maybe share.
Well, so you said something. So first of all, I'm going to challenge all our listeners to go out and create a video, just like you were challenged. And hopefully that sparks somebody out there to actually go out and do it. Mm-hmm. But I think the number one thing most people think about when they're doing a video is, what do I do a video about?
Yes. Like,
what's my content?
I know.
So I guess I'll ask you, because you've become more regular in getting videos out there, is how do you choose what content you're going to put out there and kind of just select and say, yep, I'm going to do it on this topic every week, month, whatever it is you go ahead and post on?
I try to make it something timely that's happening current. And by I scan a lot of news related to our industry. We get, you know, the email, the daily blog from Rob Priskman. I scan that. I have Google alerts set up for certain trigger words about our business as a whole. And as I'm listening to certain things, whether that's in the news or certain podcasts that I listen to, I make notes constantly in my app, on my notes app on my phone, of potential ideas. And some of them make the cut and some of them don't. But I think that's the biggest thing that has helped me, is I'm just constantly doing my own brainstorming that way and making a note of an idea. Because believe me, I get plenty that get a strike through on the notes app. They do not make it through. But then some of them do. And I really try to make it something that I think the audience will find beneficial.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, is you're saying the beneficial. A lot of times, you know, we get asked quite a bit, you know, what should I post? And at the end of the day, it's, what do your listeners or watchers, if you're posting it on social, what are they looking for? Are you educating them with something of value, something of interest to them? So if you're a loan officer listening to us, what would interest your potential borrower, your potential realtor? Are you educating them? I think that's ultimately the answer you have to, you know, yes, answer to yourself, or the question you have to answer is, what would the audience that you're putting in this in front of want to know? And a lot of times it's maybe kind of did you know type series, mm-hmm, or something like that, especially as the market continues to change. So people understand, your borrowers understand what that home buying process looks like today. So I'll ask you, Susan, you know, so you got over the initial hurdle, if you, mm-hmm, will, and now you kind of are consistent on the video posting, social posting, et cetera. And you've even been a little bit of a risk taker and tried some new avenues. So I know you have TikTok videos that you'll do, and you end up posting them on LinkedIn as well. So tell me a little bit about how you kind of came up with that strategy to say, I'm not only going to now overcome my first fear, but now I'm going to go take it to another step and try even new technologies to help me get out there.
Well, I knew that I wanted to do it with more consistency. And that was the first goal that I set for myself, because I was doing it, but I wouldn't say with a level of consistency that I thought was appropriate. Meaning, maybe I would post something and then there wouldn't be anything for a month or maybe 2 months, who knows? So I did set a goal for myself that I want to post something every week to 10 days. And that was my first goal. And then I thought, okay, well, how am I going to do this? And what am I going to use to be somewhat creative, mm-hmm, and show a little bit of my personality, which in a world of mortgage insurance, that's not all that exciting and fun. I wanted to try to find a way to make it fun and let people see really who I am as a person. So I thought, well, let me see what TikTok has to offer. So I downloaded TikTok, and what I found out is that it's pretty easy to use in the way of editing and their templates and what's available to you all through this social media app. That I can then save the TikTok draft after I post it on TikTok in my phone drafts and use it in other social,
yeah,
posts. So I do that, and I then post them on LinkedIn.
Well, I think anybody who has seen your videos, and if you have not, I encourage everybody to go follow and connect with Susan on LinkedIn and any other social channels, because definitely it is showing your personality. And that's part of what videos or postings are all about, is having your audience also get to know you so you can connect with them that much better. So you are letting people in to you a little bit. And in turn, it's bringing out not only the education you're giving them, but your personality. It almost has your own little style with it, as opposed to a kind of one size fits all.
Yeah. I will say too, another reason that I wanted to use it with more frequency is because our lives have changed in so many ways since 2020.
Yep.
And not that we need to rehash all of that. We already know that. But it's not going to go fully back to the way that it used to be. And I want to make sure that the customers that I can't be in front of physically are seeing me being active and engaged. And hopefully they think of me when they need mortgage insurance, whether they need it or whether they have a question. I want to be the person that comes to mind. Mm-hmm. And that was another reason behind me doing it with, you know, a different level than I had been before.
Yep. Well, I almost look at this like, you know, back in the olden days, I may be dating myself here a little bit, but almost like the bus bench, if you will, with realtors out there, you would see it. And it's just that visibility, that constant visibility of that person leads you to remember them when the need arises. So
I think,
like you said, you're creating what I like to call a top of mind awareness, that by being able to stay in front of your audience, your clients, and those within our industry, they'll think of you when the question comes up or the opportunity comes up, whether it's mortgage insurance related or just anything related to our industry, for you to be kind of that go-to person for them.
Yeah, I hope so. And it also opens up doors to things that you really don't think of when you're using these videos on your general social posts. So TikTok has been a good experiment for me because I didn't use TikTok for anything personal before. Mm-hmm. And all of my posts there now are directly related to some degree what we do as a business. But the engagement that I've received from total strangers has been very interesting too. But what it also told me is that this can reach people who, if they see my post, maybe they do have a question about mortgage in general, finance, or real estate, then that would give me an opportunity to connect them with a mortgage professional, one of, you know, my business partners. So it opens up a whole other set of doors that is an indirect benefit, if you will.
Yep. Well, so as we start kind of winding down here, Susan, is there any advice you can give to somebody who has maybe not made that decision to, what that call to action to go? What can you tell them to hopefully help them kind of get over that hurdle and truly go out and do it?
I would say that you definitely have a message to send, and there you have an audience there for it. So if you think you don't have an audience, you do. And I would say, think of all of the things that you feel that you do great, like this, face-to-face, when you're sitting in front of somebody, and try to translate that into a digital experience. And stay authentic and true to who you are with inserting your personality, whatever that might be.
Right.
So, and then, of course, you just have to jump in and do a few. And, you know, once you rip the Band-Aid off, then you're good to go.
Good to go.
Well, good to go.
And for those of you that think, well, I feel kind of weird just talking to myself on, you know, on my phone, in front of a camera, whatever it is. You know, one trick of the trade I used to do, and I've given this kind of trick, if you will, to others trying to get over that hurdle, is maybe right above where your camera is, put pictures of people, even if it's like your family or something. So it almost gives you that feeling that you are speaking to somebody, that you are looking at someone, as opposed to just looking at maybe a red dot on a camera or whatever it is that is the light by your camera. Just, you know, it kind of in your brain gives you an opportunity to kind of say, oh, there is somebody there. I feel like there is a conversation being had, as opposed to. So that's kind of a trick of the trade, if you will,
to help
you, you know, kind of just feel like I'm talking to myself. No, you're not talking to yourself. Pretend you have your borrower, your audience out there, whoever it is you're trying to get that impact with.
Yes.
Picture them as you have that conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the nice thing about a picture, especially if it's your family, you know, they can't critique you if it's just a picture there.
That's right. So on that note, I want to thank you, Susan, for coming on and sharing kind of your success that you've had. I can't tell you how much I admire your success
when it comes
to videos. You've been doing a phenomenal job with it. And I encourage everybody to check it out. Like I mentioned before, check out Susan's videos and, you know, let us know, you know, comment in, you know, and let us know your feedback as far as how are you overcoming? And we challenge you all, go out and just do it.
That's right.
Once you get over that hurdle, then it just gets easier and easier every single time.
Practice makes perfect.
No doubt.
Or imperfect.
Exactly. So we'll see you next time on The Mortgage Mix. Until then, we'll see you all again soon.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thank you.
Bye.